Okay, guys, the guys that we will rule out, okay, let me get my sheet open here. Guys, Brandon Marshall's out, A.J. Derby's out, Virgil Green is out, T.J. Ward is out, Derek Wolfe is questionable. Derek's been sick for the last couple days. Obviously, y'all know about his neck, but he's actually been sick. So we'll see where he's at tomorrow. And then that's it. Everybody else, full participant today. So y'all go ahead.
You're hopeful on Derek then?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. He got sick on us yesterday, tried to come in today, ended up sending him to the doctor, so we'll see. You know, we got a lot of time on our hands since we won't play till Sunday night, so, you know, we'll see what happens, Mike.
Do you think you'll have to make a move with a tight end?
Me and John got to go talk about it. You know, obviously with those guys out and some things going on, it's something that we have to take a look at. So have to do it who we're going to suit, so we'll see.
You anticipate starting for T.J.?
Who's that?
T.J. Ward.
Well, I mean, with what we do defensively, hell, they'll both be out there, you know. But, I mean, Will and Sims are interchangeable in what we do, so they're obviously going to play a bunch. And then, you know, we could end up in some other single stuff, too. So it just all depends what we're playing.
With the weather possibility, I mean, and it's hypothetical, but windy, rainy, do you look at where you could rely on Forsett a little more if you had to?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to run the ball better, and we've been running it. That's for sure, you know. But, you know, we got to see what we think we got to do to win this football game with the personnel we got and how we play. But, you know, I think he's done a good job, got off to a good start last week. Obviously, we didn't run the ball much at all in the second half. So, you know, hopefully it'll get better.
With the weather, opportunity for more takeaways to neutralize their advantage?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, I don't think we've gotten one in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, that's usually important to us playing well and being successful. So we've lost a turnover battle a couple weeks in a row now. We're like a minus five, I think, over the course of those two games. So, yeah, it's something that needs to change for us.
Because you're down those tight ends, you know, and your moves notwithstanding, does it help to have a bunch of really big receivers and not a bunch of guys Khalif Raymond size? In terms of your passing, you know, matchup issues, Taylor.
I mean, I feel good about all our wideouts, you know. I mean, they all play with what we've been doing, especially in the last month, you know, a lot of three wides and those type of things. So they're all contributing, and they all contribute on special teams too.
Gary, let there be no doubt, you guys consider concussions a serious
absolutely, thing. Mike. I mean, you know, the players are most important. You know, the protocol is good, you know. I mean, I'm not one to sit here and tell you I know all that much about it other than the fact that I think it's a process that's very strong. And, you know, if you got guys that, you know, come out, we got three guys that come out with issues. And so they do things the right way. And if they're unable to play, hell, you can't play. There's nothing you could do. So it's something we got to work through as a team, and we got to try to get those guys healthy.
Compared to your day?
My day was a long time ago. But, no, I think, you know, obviously they're doing a great job with it. And, you know, as a coach, really, it's just Greek coming to me and say, here's the process, here's where he's at, you know. So you always have to approach things that a guy may not make it to the end of the week, you know. And if he does, then that's a positive.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks.